Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour, hour number three here on this Monday, February 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Public service announcements for Sheboygan County, Presque Isle County. Two cancellations tonight for the Sheboygan County Republican Party. They've canceled the meeting for today, President's Day. They sometimes use the commissioner's room in the Sheboygan County building. It's closed. They couldn't do it at the library, so it's canceled. The next meeting of the Sheboygan County Republicans will be on Monday, March 18th at 6:30 at the commissioner's room in the Sheboygan County building. Also, Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan County, Presque Isle County, they're not having their meetings tonight either. According to DAR, they will have their continuation of the video classes that they are putting on from Chris Ann Hall. They will resume next Monday. So greatly appreciate that information. Let's see, DAR, where is DAR? She's so far down here. I've got so many. There she is. It's going to be next Monday, the 26th at 6:30, Sheboygan County Building. Any questions, call or text DAR at 231-408-8928. Let's see. Oh, I want to mention another upcoming event that you want to check out. This is going to be a phenomenal event. The Sportsman's Banquet. Tom and Karen Curtis are going to be there. 16th Annual Outdoor Sportsman's Banquet is going to be March 16th at 5 o'clock at Shanty Creek Resort. This is their 16th one that they've done. And, folks, I got to tell you, they have some phenomenal gifts. People have donated $500, $800, $1,000. One year it was a $2,200 paver brick patio with a fire pit in the middle. They actually came out, smoothed out the ground, put in the packing sand, put down the paver bricks, put the fire pit in the middle. Somebody won it in a drawing. They've got tickets for the kids because the kids have their own prize table set up. You just go to their website, Eastport, BC, Eastport Baptist Church, eastportbc.org. Click on the Sportsman's Banquet. The adults are $45. The kids, 8 to 12, are $20. The adult dinner is either salmon or the 100 pork chops. I love both of them. I've had them over a couple of different years attending. The kids get chicken nuggets. They've got a keynote speaker, Kyle Randall. He's the host and founder of the Wilderness Journal. It's going to be at the Grand Ballroom on Saturday, March 16th. So, again, just go to their website, Eastport BC, one word, eastportbc.org. Get your tickets. We're going to be producing the commercial this week and start airing it for you less than a month away. So definitely, definitely, definitely want to do that. Now, as a perfect example, and I did not know this, you guys know the podcaster, the Joe Rogan Show. Joe Rogan has lived in Los Angeles for decades. He's a left-leaning Democrat, never voted ever for a Republican. Both him and his producer chatting in his studio, and I've tried to blink out the cuss words so the swearing won't come through here on the radio. But here is Joe Rogan going off on why he's no longer a Democrat, no longer a liberal. Listen to what Joe Rogan had to say with his producer.
Over time, this is what we're seeing. So over time, you and I, who used to be on the left, are now like, where's the left? Where are you guys? You guys are so far away. I can't even see you. You're out of your mind. You're chopping dicks off and giving little kids hormone blockers. You have no idea what the long-term consequences are. You're ignoring the health risks.
I was 100% a left-leaning person who lived in Los Angeles. I was 100%. I never voted Republican my whole life. I was very left-leaning.
But California went nuts, man. It's gone like full communist. The no cash bail, the letting people out for committing violent crimes, not stopping people for stealing up to whatever money is. What is it, $900 now? I think they raised it. San Francisco, most of San Francisco is emptied out. They ruined the city.
Why I Left the Left by Joe Rogan. Everyone is going to have to take a side, and everyone is going to have to call balls and strikes honestly and then let the chips fall where they may.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line this year, folks. That's going to be the choice. One of the things that we're looking at here is the fact that the left has gone nuts. Their communist leader, Joe Biden, followed by governors like Gavin Newsom out in California, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, this idiot that replaced Cuomo in New York, the absolute crazy man in Illinois. I mean, it's out of control. And people are going, wait a minute. This is not what we voted for. Yeah, we hated Donald Trump. We don't like his tweets on Twitter at the time. We don't like his womanizing. We don't like this. We don't like that. We don't like how he's a multi-gazillionaire building his Trump organization using capitalism, real estate. Do you know Trump's company owns some of the primest real estate and golf courses in the world? Did you know that? It is absolutely amazing the choice real estate assets they own, the businesses that they're connected to. His Truth Social platform just got clearance, finally, to be able to go public. Do you know when they open up the shares for Truth Social, Donald Trump stands to get $4 to $5 billion in stock sales? He created it. Just like Elon Musk created Tesla, guess what? Donald Trump created Truth Social. And when people see that you can invest in the company and people can start paying a premium like Twitter now, X charges me $11.99 a month for Chuck or Randy on Twitter to get that little blue check mark. I gladly pay it. I have over 3,000 followers. People share and repost my posts all the time. I just put the Joe Rogan interview on it too. But one of the things that really, really caught my eye, that blew me away, Donald Trump talked about it at the rally on Saturday. This absolutely crazy, crazy, insane judge in New York City. Well, guess what? My fellow brothers, truck drivers, yeah, they're going to shut down New York City in protesting this Judge Egoron, who ordered Donald Trump to pay $350 million to the state of New York. Check this out. Donald Trump was being bugged by a New York banker. Took him out to lunch. Donald, one of your properties is free and clear. You own it. No debt. That's insanity, Donald. You need to leverage that property. We'll loan you whatever amount of money it was. I think the original loan was for like $40 million at very affordable interest rates. Fill out this piece of paper, a loan application, and sign it. And we'll send you $40 million. Donald Trump's like, yeah, okay, I can take the money, invest it, and do other things with it. Sure. He threw down a number on this one piece of paper as a quote-unquote commercial loan application. Excuse me, Vicky owned a mortgage company. Commercial loan applications are not one page. A residential 1003 is four pages front and back, two pages attached. You do not fill out a one-page commercial loan application, but Trump did. They gave him the $40 million. He took it. He invested it. He paid the loan off. The loan's paid off in full with interest. This prosecutor went after him for claiming on this one piece of paper, this commercial loan app that he filled out at a restaurant and threw a number down as to its value. She claims fraudulent mortgage application. He overstated the value of the property to justify a $40 million loan. Donald Trump claims he actually threw down a low number compared to what it's really worth. But no, they got a grand jury where he wasn't allowed to put up an attorney, a defense, present witnesses, call an appraiser. What is that building worth, sir? Nope, didn't allow that to happen. Went through an absolute kangaroo court, found him guilty of mortgage fraud. A loan he took that he paid back with interest. Now he doesn't owe the bank a dime anymore. She's going to find him in absolute violation of their banking laws, saying he committed fraud on the loan application. Got him convicted. The judge is out to get him. Says he's got to pay $350 million in fines. To who? The bank? No, the state of New York. Well, guess what? Truck drivers are shutting New York City down. They're not going to deliver into New York City. Not going to do it. Not going to go into New York City. Within a couple of days, folks, guess what? New York City stores are going to be out of everything. You better run, get your toilet paper and your groceries. Final segment.
Take out the paper.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Jim, I just figured it out. It's the last music out heading into the last segment of the third hour. The music intro, or excuse me, the music out is too hot and it overrides my microphone. So I will get a hold of Devin and get that fixed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Every time in the third hour when we're going to break at 11:48, he says the last sentence gets scrambled. I apologize for that. We will get that fixed. Yes, this is a boycott that's happening in New York City. Truck drivers across America. See, this is how it works, folks. Your dispatcher calls you up and says, would you like a load into New York City? They just tell you flat out. First, they used to call it Jamaica, New York. First time I was a newly signed on driver with FedEx. How would you like to go to Jamaica? Well, it's going to be kind of tough for my truck to get through the ocean, but okay. No. Jamaica, New York. Oh, okay. Yeah, I love upstate New York. Love to go. They laughed. This guy's a rookie. He doesn't know Jamaica, New York is the Bronx. But okay, here's the load assignment. This is where you go to pick up the load, and this is when you got to be there, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what's happening, folks? Owner-operators like myself and Rich Kutschall, who's running against Matt Hall. Donald Trump, on Real Donald Trump, posted this. Truckers across the United States are staging a massive protest after Judge Engoron ordered Trump to pay over $350 million to the state of New York. They are attempting to unite and refuse to deliver loads into New York City. The mainstream media does not want you to share this. Well, I just shared it on my Twitter account. I've got 3,631 followers. They will be able to repost it. You guys are going to be in trouble. I'm going to tell you right now. What do they got? 9 million people or something like that live in New York City? Yeah, it's almost equal to Michigan State's entire population. Semi stop bringing products into New York City, you're done. Your restaurants are going to shut down. Your stores are going to shut down. Your bakeries, your coffee shops. Yeah, all of it's going to shut down very shortly. This country operates on stuff brought by trucks. And if you tick off the truck drivers and these guys, I don't know who the group is behind this organizing this, but they pull this off, they're gonna devastate New York City. Oh, there will be robbing going on like you cannot imagine. You people out on the little outskirts of New York City, Central Park folks, you know, those guys. Yeah, you better have some guns because the bad guys are coming for your food. They might even be coming for your toilet paper. This is going to get nasty real fast, folks. And of course, the decision is going to be appealed. And a judge is going to throw the case out. This case was a kangaroo court rammed through by a prosecutor who ran on to be elected as a Democrat prosecutor. I will get Donald Trump. Elect me prosecutor and I'll get him. That's what she ran on. This judge, absolutely a communist, socialist, progressive, hates Donald Trump. $350 million. Oh, and by the way, they say if he doesn't pay it like within a week or two, they're going to charge him 20% interest. Isn't that a violation of RICO? 20% for 2 weeks? Yeah, she actually said that. They're going to charge him another $70 million in a 20% penalty if he doesn't pay it within a week or two. Man, you must have learned your interest rates from the mafia there in New York. Unbelievable. And this is what's going on in New York City. So we'll be watching that story. We'll see how quickly they get that to another court. Because it's going to be appealed. It's going to be done. Nancy in Cedarville says, trucker from Chicago is organizing the boycott of New York City. Mark Levin even posted it. Breaking report, truckers plan to stop shipments to New York City in response to political hack Judge Engoron's $350 million ruling against Trump and his sons. Truckers to the rescue again. You bet. Donald Trump's post on True Social. Such an honor to have so many great patriots on the side of freedom. Joe Biden's unfair and dangerous weaponization of law enforcement in our court system is a serious threat to democracy. We must make America great again. Mark Levin, God bless our truckers from sea to shining sea. Thank you, Nancy. Yep. It's happening. Son-in-law Michael, this will be a New York City insurrection. I'm telling you, those stores empty out. The bars, the restaurants, the bakeries, the coffee shops shut down because they don't have supplies. It's going to be total chaos in New York. Chip says, let's hope so. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music. Memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight